Her name is Faye Audrey Ellington. Faye spelled F-A-E, no Y, a deliberate choice by her mother to ensure her first name and her initials correspond. Ellington is especially pleased with this fact, since it reminds her of her mother's creativity and perhaps the kind of stock she comes from. That initial dose of creativity has led to an over 40-year career in Jamaican media and cultural arts, which has earned Faye Ellington a special place in the hearts of numerous Jamaicans. For her contributions, she's being recognized with yet another national honor, this year being admitted to the Order of Distinction in the rank of Commander.
I am honored, and particularly when you recognize some of the people who have gone before, I am just very honored that I would have been considered.
National Honors recipient Faye Ellington, or as she's more commonly known, Auntie Faye. They say it's good to have friends in high places, and Ellington recalls that her media career began on the recommendation of her former teacher and theater colleague, Leonie Forbes. After rashly resigning from a job with the Social Development Commission, where she had been working in a prison rehabilitation program, the financial reality of her situation quickly dawned on her.
I left and after about a week or two at home, I said, my God, but I have no job, I have to work. And Leonie Forbes, who was one of my lecturers at the School of Drama, she was at the time the head of Radio 2, which was the FM service that the JVC had started. I got in touch with her, and thinking that I'll work behind the scenes.
Much to her surprise, there would be no behind-the-scenes job for her. Her radio and television broadcasting skills were so impressive that in spite of her lack of media training or experience, she was taken on as a trainee announcer. That was the beginning of what would become an over 20-year association with Jamaican television and radio. Throughout that time, she has been a radio and television announcer, hosted numerous radio and television programs in addition to countless other duties. She is grateful to the staff at JBC for helping her to understand and navigate the world of media and communications, especially in her early years.
People like Leonie and Wycliffe Bennett and Easton Lee and the late Bobby Kisses, all of these people who would encourage me to have very high standards, who would not let me get away with not doing things the right way.
In 1984, Ellington enrolled in the one-year diploma program at the Caribbean Institute of Mass Communications, CARIMAC, after which she was invited by the then-head of the institution to teach summer classes. Ellington accepted, and thus began another chapter in her distinguished career, that of educator. As at July 2015, she has been teaching at CARIMAC, now the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communications, for 30 years.
I don't believe that I would have fully contributed to my nation and to my profession unless I share what I know. There is no point in having people adore you and you have not shared what you know, because remember, what you know, you've also been able to glean and get from the people who went before.
Ellington has also earned a reputation across the nation as something of a cultural figure. She has acted in numerous plays and pantomimes and has also been a member of the Jamaica Folk Singers. She has also assumed host duties for a number of cultural events and has been known to spice them up with a cultural anecdote or folk dance or two. This affinity for her Jamaican culture, she says, is simply the fruit of being a country girl from Smithville, Clarendon, that plus the grounding provided by her parents.
My parents, my mother and my grandmother, those are the parents I refer to, they were just these very proud Jamaicans who instilled in me, if the anthem was being played at 4:30 on a Sunday afternoon, my mother and grandmother would stand at the dining table.
Ellington's contemporaries find her more than deserving of the national honor, none more so than her friend Leonie Forbes.
Miss Fia more than deserves. I think it's absolutely wonderful because I've known her for a very long time and I've never known her to do less than her best.
Ellington is hopeful that her experience can be beneficial to those coming after and is truly happy for all she has been able to accomplish over the years.
When I look over my life, I'm happy that one, I was given the opportunity to do what I have done, that I was encouraged, and that I had the smarts to stick it out and to recognize that, hey, this is a gift in terms of an ability and a capacity that you have. Work on it.
Faye Audrey Ellington, Commander of the Order of Distinction.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.